Good morning. It's Monday, October 4th. I'm Ian Costello, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. This morning, we are tracking an ecological disaster just off the coast of Southern California. A leak in an underwater oil pipeline dumped an estimated 126,000 gallons of heavy crude into the water in Orange County. Wildlife is washing ashore from Huntington Beach to Newport Beach. Beaches and trails are closed in the area. The company that owns the pipeline says the leak has been patched. Environmental officials say the cleanup could take months. The numbers are in, and last week, Oregon saw the fewest new COVID-19 cases in 7 weeks. While the number was still near 11,000, state officials say that hospitalizations are dropping too, now under 800, and that 50,000 doses of vaccine were distributed last week. That's the most since June. The U.S. Supreme Court starts a new session today with a lot on the agenda. Among other things, justices will be hearing cases on gun rights, religion, and affirmative action, and a challenge to abortion rights. Justice Brett Kavanaugh will participate remotely after testing positive for a breakthrough case of COVID-19. Oregon's Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum is taking Yamhill and Harney counties to court over gun safety after both counties declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries. The Attorney General says that's an attempt to nullify the new statewide gun safety laws that require safe storage of guns and bans them from the Oregon State Capitol and Portland International Airport. A new report says the petition drive to recall Mayor Ted Wheeler is almost certain to fail, having collected just over a quarter of the signatures they need. The Willamette Week reports the Total Recall Political Action Committee has asked Portland election officials for a 90-day extension to continue gathering signatures. The PAC blames the June heatwave and COVID-19 for making it impossible to collect enough signatures by a Wednesday deadline. Election officials denied that request. Today's Powerball jackpot is now estimated to be nearly $670 million. Saturday night was already the 10th largest jackpot in U.S. history, and it will get even bigger. No one has won the Powerball jackpot since June. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the COIN Podcast Network anytime, on demand, on COIN.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.